just want to talk to you briefly about your nephew and get a little background information.
It's on the VPD part of it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Let me give you my card.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's okay. So, you're Adrian's...
Do I need my glasses?
I don't think so. You're Adrian's aunt?
Yes.
And, how... In what way are you related? Are you...
He's my sister's son.
Okay, so you're... Your sister's...
His mom.
Okay. Can I get your phone number here?
It's,
Do you have a cell phone?
Uh-huh.
What we basically want to find out is what your relationship is with Adrian, how well you knew him, and about the incident that happened here. There was a problem here where he got into a scuffle with a local neighborhood boy.
The boy wasn't from here. I don't know where it's from, but the only thing that happened on that day, I worked nights, so I was asleep.
Okay.
And my sister... she was here, and my son,
Your sister was here?
Uh-huh.
With Adrian?
Uh-huh. Okay. And, I remember I heard a slam on the door, and that woke me up, but I thought it was upstairs. So I just was trying to go back to sleep. And then I heard, some screaming, "No, Adrian, no, no, Adrian." And then somebody else was screaming something else, and I got up, and, my nephew was at the door, and he was, like, mad. And there was the other boy was with blood in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And
was the other boy outside, or was he in here?
No, they were both outside.
Both outside.
My on the door, and my sister couldn't get him to come in, so I yelled at him real firm, and I go, "Get in right now." And he got in, and he sat right there with a little stuffed animal. He was shaking, and he couldn't catch his breath, and I go, "What happened?" He goes, "I don't know." And he just gets going like this, I don't know, and shaking. So I guess my sister was talking to his dad
uh-huh.
at that time, and he didn't even want to talk to his dad on the phone because he couldn't catch his breath, and he was with a lot of anxiety. So I told him, "Mijo, talk to your dad, because he's on the phone." Daddy, "He wants to hear that you're okay." So he talked to his dad and told him that he would call him back later. And then he said he had to leave. He kept saying, "I don't want to go to county." I go, "What do you mean you don't want to go to county?" He goes, "Yeah, because they're going to call the cops." I go, "The cops are going to be here." I go, "What makes you think that?" I go, "Just stay here and so we can know that you're okay." "No, I just gotta go. And he just kept saying that, and he left. And that's all.
Do you know what started the disturbance? Or what
no,
started?
I was asleep.
He didn't tell you, or his mother didn't tell you?
I don't know, it's kinda, I try to get it, but that one of, he said that, something about the guy was parked by some situation about the parking, that they had to move a car or something. And my nephew said that the other kids were giving him dirty looks. And they both were giving each other dirty looks. And I don't know if by that time he was upset already or whatever. And that's all I know, that, you know, they confronted. When I came out, that's all I saw, you know, the kid with. And then the cops came later, and my nephew was gone already. And the cops were with the boy, and
And the cop what?
The cops, the Ventura Police Department, was talking to the boy that was...
Oh, okay. Do you know the name of the other boy?
Mm-mm. But I know the reason the relatives live up here.
What number is there?
I am not sure. When I see him, I...
What's these people on here?
Is it three?
I have all the information already. I already know who he is.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because I don't know him. I'm always, like I was telling the police, at night I'm working. I come.
Where do you work?
At county.
At the county hospital? Okay.
And then I come and I do private duty in the morning. Then I come, take a shower, and go to my other job.
Are you a nurse or?
I'm trying to.
Trying to.
But I'm hardly ever home.
Okay.
So I don't relate to my neighbors hardly. So I don't know the people. I just hide and buy and listen.
Okay. How close were you with your?
We're very close. I mean, I hadn't seen him for a while. Because my sister, I haven't even talked to her for like almost 2 years. But I knew that she was going to be coming from New York, but I didn't, you know.
Was he in New York with her?
No, he lived here. I don't know where he lived, okay. But he lived here. And
So when you say you haven't seen him for a while, how long is a while?
Like maybe a month or so.
A month, okay. So would you guys see each other maybe about once a month?
We see each other when we have family gatherings.
Okay.
Especially my older sister. I mean, that's when I saw him last. Oh no, he came and visited my son. But I don't remember what. But it was like a month ago.
Has he had any kind of problems that you're aware of? Emotional problems?
You know, I don't know if he was like a loner, like his mom, I think he would communicate with her, but not as, you know, because his mom lives far, and he was always, he was a good kid. I mean, he just probably was depressed or had problems, I don't know, but he was a really good person. He comes from a good family.
Okay.
And maybe, I can't say he had problems because we didn't have that kind of relationship. He would come, like, when I would make him something to eat, he'd like for me to come. And he would come and he talked to my son. But when he was here, I noticed that he was nervous, anxious. I don't know, because he wasn't working or...
You're talking about before the fight that day? That he was... Mm-hmm. He was upset? He was...
And then after the fight, I saw even more. You know, like he was just anxious. He was because that fight, the day of the fight, I don't remember the day. You probably guys have it. The day of the fight, I had to go to work.
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't have the fight information, Gary. That's something else.
It is.
That's regarding the incident that started in Santa Paula.
Oh.
Yeah, because they didn't, I don't think they documented the fight with VPD because the victim didn't want prosecution. So they told me, if I told you, they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
They really nice. They didn't want to file a report, I think.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Did Adrian have any mental health issues or problems?
Did I? No, no. He was a really, I mean, he was a... He has a little girl, and that little girl was his world. I mean, he took care of her. He was a really good daddy. He was a really good daddy. Nothing, that little girl has everything. I mean, and he was always, they were so close that she was like a mommy to him, you know, whatever she said. Yeah. He was a nice kid. I think he just, you know how some kids don't think that parents or people are there to help, but they just, and I think that's the kind of reason that's the, I don't know. Just like, he was always by himself, I think. That's why he felt kind of, like, he didn't have older person support.
What is
that's the only problem.
Who was he living with if his mom was in New York?
I don't know. When I started seeing him, like, every day was when they moved here and lived with me. And that was like 2-3 weeks ago.
So his mom and him moved here, and, mm-hmm. and they were living with you for 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
where's his dad, do you know?
His dad is in New York, but he's here now.
Okay. So his mom and dad were living in New York, mm-hmm. and he was living here. Explain that. Why did they go to New York? Or
they have their own business over there. They, their kids were all settled. They all have their own little lives. So they went and they did their own thing, business in New York.
How old is Adrian?
25.
Okay. So, he'd grown up, moved out of their house, and then they decided to move to New York?
He's been on his own for a while because he was living with someone. They moved and then he was on his own. I know he was living in an apartment a long time in Oxnard, but then from there, I don't know what happened. Because I know my son, I could take him to spend the night sometimes. And then I would pick him up.
How old's your son?
He's 18.
He's 18. Does he live here with you?
Mm-mm. Okay. I had to get him away. Because I went through the same thing my sisters went through, but mine was a different situation.
What's that? What did she go through?
No, I mean her son. I'm losing her son. I lost mine too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Who takes care of the baby, of Adrian's little girl?
My daughter. I keep thinking of my daughter, so I keep thinking about my sister. Since they've been here, I see my sister take care of her.
Adrian's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the little girl's mother, she's not involved in the care of the child, or?
I don't know, because I always see the little girl with here and with Adrian. Adrian was the one that was taking care of her most of the time.
Hmm.
Because Adrian had her 24/7. And
oh, okay.
I never heard the mom call over here. Or, hmm. You know.
Do you know who the mom is?
I don't know her last name. I don't know where she lives. I saw her yesterday when everybody was together, but I don't know her.
Okay. What's your first name, or do we have that information?
His mom's name?
The baby's mom.
Oh, I can tell. I don't know.
I think it's... But I'm her last name.
Okay. You don't have a number for her? Or?
No.
So you said, what's your sister's name? Yeah. She had been living here with Adrian for the last 3 weeks with
mm-hmm.
you?
Uh-huh. Whatever I say, is it going to be on the paper? Oh my God, I don't want to be on the paper.
Oh, like the newspaper?
Uh-huh.
No.
Because I remember with my son when he passed away, I mean, whatever everybody said, it was just like right there.
No, this is all confidential. This is, we don't typically give any information to the paper at all, you know, except for what has to be given to them by law. You know, some information has to be released, but stuff like this is confidential.
Mm-hmm. When they came... they came, see, me and my sister, we didn't communicate for 2 years. And I knew that she was going to be coming from New York because I don't know if Adrian was in trouble or what, you know, but she was going to come to help him. And
She came here to help him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I don't know, from there back, I don't know what the issue was or what. So I knew through my daughter that, because she's real close with her daughter, their cousin, they're really, really close. So I knew through them, through my daughter, that she was going to be coming. But I didn't think that she was going to be coming here because, you know, she didn't talk to me. When she would come other times, she wouldn't acknowledge me. I mean,
did you guys have a falling out or an issue between you?
No. We were living together at one time. It just happened, and it didn't work out. So, at that time, she left. I left, and then we didn't. Our relationship wasn't the same as before. I mean, it's like a family thing. Mm-hmm. But
so you had some kind of a squabble, and
yeah, and then, I mean, I didn't feel I was mad. She didn't feel she was mad, but you know, we just didn't communicate. She didn't communicate with me, and I had my own life that I have to keep going. So I just kept going. And when this happened, they came, The only reason I got a hold, they got a hold of me was because my sister called my son. And I remember, because we were putting gas, I was going to take him to San Bernardino that time when I started seeing my sister from that time on.
Do you have more than one son?
Not anymore. I have that one that's on the picture. He died 3 years ago. And my son and my daughter, I have.
So you have?
I had three kids.
Oh, okay, so one of your sons passed away.
Yes.
Okay.
And my other son, he's in San Bernardino and in school.
Okay. Did he hang out with Adrian at all, your other son?
They were real close. Adrian knows his friends and stuff.
Okay. And how long has he been in San Bernardino in school?
My son?
Yeah.
Oh, this one? He didn't hang out with Adrian.
Oh, the other son?
The other son.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay. So Adrian and his mom were living here for 3 weeks. Did you ever discuss the issue that she came back here to help Adrian with? I mean,
no, she wasn't very open. All I was doing was giving her normal board and that's it. And the only time I would cross words with her, you know, I would get up and go to work because I was hardly here.
Okay, did you talk to Adrian at all?
Yeah, to him I did because he would be here. Sometimes he would be gone like for all night and then come back and he was resting and I go, I would ask my sister, did Adrian come? And he goes, no, he hasn't been here yet. I know.
Did he tell you what was going on in his life?
No, I didn't talk to him that much either. I just would say hi and just the basic, you know, what are you doing? But that's about it because I'm hard to hear.
Well, the reason we're here is we're trying to figure out why he wasn't stopped by the police. He confronted a policeman that was doing something that had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to figure out what was going on with him.
You know, I feel the same way you do because after that fight, the next day, he didn't come. The fight happened, and then Saturday. He came Saturday, and then on Sunday I was going to church. But Sunday morning, it was 4:30. I was by myself, and then I leave the door open in my room so I could hear noises. So I heard somebody say, shh, be quiet. And I thought I heard his voice, but I thought he was talking to his little girl or my sister because the one from the door, you could see I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard that all the doors open and close. And then I heard somebody over here and the steps stopped here and they wouldn't go over there. So I woke up and I go, well, what's going on? So then I put my head up and I go, maybe he brought a girl, you know, my thoughts. But then I saw him in my door and he called me Tia. Tia is aunt. And he goes, Tia. And I go, what, Mio? And he says, there's somebody in the house. I know there's somebody in the house. And I go, what? Like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, somebody's here. Somebody keeps following me. Somebody's here. I go, no, Adrian. I go, nobody's here. And he was like, you know, shifting his eyes and he was like,
Shifting his eyes like he's looking around or something?
Uh-huh, and real nervous. And I go, no. So I got up, and I checked the door, and I go, look, there's nobody in here. And I checked my closet, and I came over here and locked my door, because I leave this door open a little bit sometimes. And I locked all the windows. And I go, see, nobody's here. And I checked the curtain in the shower, and I go, nobody's here. Because yes, I could sense that somebody's here. And I go, no, I could go to sleep. She goes, I can't go to sleep. He was like real anxious. And then I was telling my sister, I go, I got kind of scared because I work with people like that, like schizophrenics.
Mm-hmm.
I work like that at the hospital. And they snap. You know, you don't know what could happen. So he sat on where he sleeps, you know, where he was sleeping. He sat on there and he was like that with his hands on his on his pocket, and he kept going like this and on his face, and I go, Mijo, go to sleep. He goes, I can't, and he keeps shifting his eyes like that, like looking, waiting for something. And I go, well, go to sleep, and I'm going to go to sleep. So I went to my room, and I locked my door. So when I came out, I was going to go to church Sunday. I got up early and left, and my sister wasn't here. She wasn't here that night. So I went to sleep. I mean, I went to church, and I go, what, your mom didn't come? Oh, and then when he came in, he kept asking for his mom. He goes, where's my mom? I go, I think he's with your, with my sister, his Nina, his Iskama. I go,
what's your other sister's name?
And I go, maybe he's, because are you sure she's over there? I go, I don't know, but I would say because she has her car. She had a car. So I go, but go to sleep. And then he goes, I can't, I'm afraid. I can't, I'm afraid. And so I go, well, so then that's when I was leaving.
Did he tell you what he was afraid of?
He just said that somebody was here and he was afraid of, there, you know, he didn't say why, but he said that he was afraid. He was trying to protect himself from something.
Was the little girl here?
No, my sister had her. And so then when I left the church, I came, I was gone, and I came like about 6 because I had to work. And when I came, that door right there in the hallway was closed, the bathroom door was closed, and his room door was open, but he had blanket all over, like real dark. And then he had like a sweatshirt, like if it was cold, with a hood, and he had gloves on, I think. And he was like this. And I go, Mijo, did you even go to sleep? He goes, I can. I'm going to try to go to sleep right now. And then he goes, I slept a little, but he slept, I don't know if he slept through the time that I was in church and was out. But, and then that's when he said he was going to leave. And I think maybe that's when that happened, no?
This was last Sunday.
Sunday.
It was like.
So I don't know if
he woke you up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, because I heard morning. The door. Because okay. He had the key to the door.
Okay. Did you ever see him with a gun?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. And it's scary because I don't know where he kept it or what. I guess Sunday was when the fight, when there was a fight, no?
I don't have the
We're not exactly sure
because,
what day.
I told my sister, you know what, he's going to have to leave because I'm going to get evicted if something happens.
Yeah.
So he never came back. And then when did he die? 24? The 23rd, I was getting ready to go to work.
It was Tuesday, wasn't it? Tuesday.
So what happened?
Tuesday was the 14th, wasn't it?
Well, was that the day of the shooting? Because it was, well, obviously.
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Because see, he was gone after that incident. He left. He left.
After the fight, he left.
Because I told my sister I don't want him here. Because
so he left and you never saw him again after that?
Uh-uh. Monday night, yeah. But when the cops came and told me that there was a threat that he was going to come and shoot, they told me to go. And but I didn't know till later the next day that I guess he was like angry when he left my sisters in Santa Paula and saying that everybody was against him and that we knew people were following him and that he was kind of mad and he was, and he left. That's when he took off. And I guess he had a threat that he was going to come here. I mean, I don't know the story because the police just came and knocked my door and asked me if I was okay. That where was my son? And I go, my son doesn't live here. And I go, but are you okay? And then I go, yes. Has there been any shots? And I go, no. So I told her, that's when she told me that there was a threat that he was going to come and shoot here. And some people upstairs or something. Mm-hmm. And so then they said if I had somewhere to go, so I went to my daughter's and I stayed there. And then from there I went to work. And that's all. That's all. And then when I got to work, I turned on TV and that's when I heard that's a Thousand Oaks, because I know my sister told me that he had a friend in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, okay.
And I guess maybe that's where it happened, where he got. that, during those times, I think he was already, when the cops came, they looked in the room and they said he was on something. I don't know.
They said he was on something?
The cop that came here, that he was maybe doing meth or something.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never seen, I never know he did that.
Was Sunday morning the only time, or was there another time when you saw him acting like he was afraid and he thought somebody was following him or after him or something? Had you ever seen him behave that way?
No, the only thing that I would see on him, he would be like really tired and sleepy all the time. Like he would rest and sleep like a day, but he would be gone most of the night.
Okay.
But he didn't work, right?
He said he was looking for a job, because I told him, I brought him an application from my landlord for him to find an apartment. And he goes, you know what, I'm thinking of moving back to the valley. And I go, how's work? He goes, well, I don't want to give up my unemployment right now. So, I don't know.
I'm just wondering how he supported his daughter just on the unemployment. And, I mean, because that typically wouldn't be enough to rent an apartment. Or.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know when he was here, on his first check that he got from unemployment, he went and took her and he bought her a whole bunch of stuff, shoes, and took her out to eat. And
what's his daughter's name? And what did you say his wife's, how old's his daughter?
She's three.
Three. And what did you say his wife's name was, or what you thought it was?
She goes by people call her.
Okay. Do you know where she lives?
I think I don't know the apartment and I don't know the, but she lives off Gonzales in some brown apartments that are, as soon as you pass C Street, there's the nice ones, but I don't know what room. What.
Do you have her phone number?
No.
Do you know who I could get a hold of that would be able to get a hold of her? Would your sister know?
My sister would know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, my sister's very conservative, very, how do you say, what's the word,
anal?
So she knows that I'm telling you this, I don't want any problems. She's going to get hurt, and she's going to, maybe you just keep it confident.
Well, we just want to find out,
because he did look like he had, I told my sister, I go, you know what, he has, something's wrong with him. I go, he's schizophrenic. I go, maybe he has a problem. Because I've never seen him. That's not Adrian. I go, it's not Adrian, because he was like real quiet and real polite and always, hugging, kisses and everybody. I mean, but I've never seen him the way I've seen him these few days, the last few days before. Like nervous, like anxious, like just looking, and he would look out the window and then I would hear stories that and see my sister him, my sister's like she's her brain's like she's only sees one thing.
In other words, whatever he tells her, she believes that.
And the cops, when he came and told her, like a policeman, he goes, ma'am, he's not, your son's on drugs. He goes, no, he's never done drugs, he's on an antibiotic because he was sick. And then he goes, ma'am, wake up. You gotta stop being in denial. And when he told her that, she's just like, I go, yeah, you know what? He's something's going on with it. He needs help. So that's when she told the cop that she needed numbers to try to help him.
Had you noticed any weight loss?
On him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
I mean, had you noticed a weight loss?
On him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks better than other times than the last time I seen him.
Okay.
On his face, you know, on his skin.
I mean, based on his behavior, did you think it was possible he could have a drug problem?
I think so. I mean, it's hard, you know, but I think, because I even told my sister, I go, you know what, maybe he is. No, he's not.
Because, you know, the behavior you're describing to me is consistent with somebody.
That's why I was telling my sister, I go, you know, I see this in the hospital all the time. I go, and then when they go through withdrawals, I go, it's even worse sometimes, you know, their behavior. And he kept saying that there was people out there and that there was people following him. He had my sister believing that they were following the truck and stuff.
So he was telling your sister that also?
Uh-huh. And that's the only thing I would hear. And then my sister told me some story that one time he went to some prayer on Thompson, and that there was this lady that kept lasering him. And I go, you know what? I go, you know what, Melinda? Sometimes they tell you stories that they want you, that they think they want you to believe, to keep, you know, to keep you sort of like. I go, but it's you gotta be the smarter one and think, you know, because sometimes if you believe, they'll continue. But she said, no, she goes, I believe in my, you know, this lady had a laser and said that same thing happened to him. And to me now, when I'm sorry, I think it's just make-up stories, but I could be wrong. Because my sister too believed that there was people undercover following him, but I don't know why, and I don't know what he, and I don't know what happened, or I don't know why he would be followed. I don't know.
We don't either.
So, I don't know if he was in jail. I don't know if maybe he... And I told her, I go, you know, my son kept me away from a lot of things. But I always made it up. You know, I go, he's going to hate you and everything, but you have to be tough. I go, you have to... You know, and my son never told me anything. And now I know because he wanted to protect me and my son. And he always kept away and kept away. And that's when I told her, I go, you know what, that Alex just needs to be more. And that's when she told me, she goes, yeah, that's why I came here too. Because if neither of them pay attention to the baby, I'm going to adopt her. I'm going to take her because I guess, I don't know if the mom's the same or what. But the baby, Reese, the baby, she's a very bright little girl. And, you know.
When was the last time you saw her?
The little girl?
Yeah.
Yesterday. She was when? Playing with my granddaughter yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard on her because her dad was everything when I was here. Mm-hmm. There was one time when the dad was, he was sleeping, and the little girl just sat by the couch, just like a little puppy, and he just nursed me to take care of him, watching TV. He just, you know.
Okay, I can't think of anything else. Is there anything that you've been thinking about that maybe you think would be important?
No. It's just, I didn't think I was going to be talking to you guys, but I guess investigation.
Yeah, we're going to talk to everybody who cares.
Well, yeah, we need to find out, you know, what was going on with him. Because, like I say, there was a detective that was
that
a detective that was dressed like me. He was standing there talking to another guy, and you know, Adrian just came up and confronted him for no reason. And we're trying to figure out what.
Well,
that was
see,
going
that's
on.
Why. I mean, to me, maybe I should not say anything. But to me,
it's important that you do say, because we get.
Yeah,
you know.
But see, when my sister finds out, that's it.
Yeah, well, your sister. I think I think what Sergeant Hess is trying to say is we're not here to try to stack the deck in anybody's favor, because we're only trying to find out
that's
fact.
It.
Yeah.
And what I think is that my sister yesterday, she was saying that he left angry, and if he left the way he was here when I saw him, when he came that day in the morning, he was seeing things. Everybody was against him. Everybody. You know, so, I don't know. And then when he left their house, my sister said he left angry, saying that everybody, and that, you know, and if he didn't want to go to jail or something, he was, you know.
Mm-hmm. One more question. The morning that you said he was saying there was people in here, was he telling you that people had been following him and the police were after him?
Uh-huh. Or? He said that they're watching him and they were after him, but he said that somebody was in here.
But did he say who was watching him and who was after him?
No, he was, one time he did tell me he was cooking, and I go, what's wrong? I go, what are you cooking? He goes, you know what? He goes, I'm sorry, Tia. He goes, I don't want to bring problems to you. And I go, what do you mean? And then he said, you know, if you see people, he goes, there was a SWAT over there, a SWAT car.
SWAT?
He said,
okay.
A SWAT car. And on the mall, there's a bunch of cops. And then right here, there's cops. And I go, how do you know they're cops? How do you know they're after you if they're way in the mall? I mean, right here.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I don't know. And then he goes, but if you see, you know, people in their car, and then, of course, I don't know why they're following you. But, you know, they were undercover cops. To him, they were undercover cops. And I go, mijo, what did you do? He goes, nothing. I don't know. Nothing. They're just following me. And he goes, but they're trying to see if I do something wrong. Or I go, but you're not. I mean, look at that's, you know, he'll say, that's what he told me, that if I saw strange cars with people, that they were undercover cops. And that it just, that he didn't want any problems. He goes, they could come in here and they could just, you know, ask questions, but just don't. But
yeah.
He did think people were after him.
Well, was it typical for him to get involved in a physical fight like that with that kid?
No.
I mean,
I don't think, unless there's something behind it, you know, that the kid too had, I mean, but I don't know. That kid, I've never seen him here before either.
So, based on what you knew about your nephew and maybe what your sister did or didn't tell you, did he have an anger management problem before, or?
No, not that I.
So, like, you never heard about him getting in fights all the time? And
mm-hmm.
So this is like since you were here that day, I mean, did it seem out of character for him to be in a fight?
Okay. Yeah, it was in him. And then from there on, he just, that's another.
And then the next day, you asked him to leave, or you told him that he had
to
leave?
No, I told my sister, I go, you know what, he's going to have to, because the dad of the little boy,
mm-hmm.
he said, he goes, you know, you better give the police the name of your son, the truck, because if the police doesn't take care of him, we will. That's what he said. And then my sister was telling him if that was a threat, he goes, well, you know, if you don't do something, then you'll do it, you'll get it tomorrow sometime. But,
That was the same day of the fight or the day after?
No, the day of the fight.
But you didn't, but he didn't move out to the day after?
No, that day he took off. Remember, I told you the cops came, the police came, and they were talking to the boy, but my nephew wasn't here anymore.
Did he leave right after the fight so that he wouldn't get arrested? Or?
He said he refused to go to county. He didn't want to go to county. He didn't like county, and he was going to go. And he left.
Okay. Well, I thank you for talking to us. You have my card if you have any questions later on, feel free to call me.
I will.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, because he was here by himself, is there any way that, since he was, that victims of crime could help for his burial, like my sister?
Let me tell you from experience, okay, that the victims of crime will typically not help anybody who was involved in criminal activity when they died. And this is one of those cases.
Oh, okay.
And since he was in the act of trying to run over a police officer, they're not going to help him out.
See, my sister doesn't believe that.
Yeah, no, I know.
because that's why I tell her, don't. If you can get whatever you can get without telling her what I told you.
No, she's not going to get any help. I mean, they're not going to give her any help. The state is.
Because I know they helped me with my son.